the movement of the horse and kind of the rhythmic pattern of the horse's movement helps to tap into a central nervous system dysfunction. One thing that they found about the horse and the horse's movement is that its pelvis, when walking, goes through the exact same excursion as a human's pelvis when walking. So directly translated over someone's pelvis, when they're sitting astride, they're going to feel the same input as they would from ground forces where they're trying to walk over the ground. The same stride length, the same amount of rotation through their pelvis. So the horse's movement has actually mimicked our movement in terms of walking.
Apparently other ungulates, even if you can sit on them, just don't pass the test.
And you don't get that from a camel. It's just not as rhythmic. It's a lot more vertical, a lot more choppy. You don't get that from a pony for the same reason, a lot more choppy. But you do get it from a long rhythmic stride of one of the larger horses. So the person has to prepare their body for the horse's stride. So they have to provide themselves with enough core strength to balance while they're astride. They have to think about where their hands are going to be and where their hands are most comfortable, whether it be kind of holding. We give most of our clients what's called a surcingle, which wraps around the horse's girth and has a couple of handles or one handle.
On this breezy, warm spring afternoon, a string of clients are driven one by one to the ranch. It's just off Highway 36, a few miles north of Boulder. Two of them are Benjamin Taylor and Karen Yust. Benjamin is 14 years old, and he has intractable epilepsy and autism. He can vocalize, but not verbalize. And later in the day comes Karen Yust, who's still impaired from a massive stroke she suffered nearly 30 years ago. She's now 57. Here's Amy Mylan working with Benjamin. He's trying to keep his head up and use core strength while riding Robin, a 9-year-old paint gelding.
Up again with that head and neck. There you go. Now tell him, go! Go, Robin!
Suddenly, after a long silence, Benjamin bursts out in excitement.
Good job, Benjamin.
Benjamin's mother, Sarah Taylor, watches her son's every move from outside the arena. She's watched him improve dramatically over the years.
Benjamin's been riding for about 11 years, I think. And when he started, he hated it. It was just too much work. When he started, his head was like a cantaloupe on a shoestring. Hippotherapists have a whole talk that they give about all the different muscles that horses make you use. When he was, it just makes his core strong. When he was little, he had pneumonia all the time too. He was frequently, and now he is nice, strong, and his lungs are clear, and he almost never gets sick.
Amy's next client, Karen Yust, has been coming to Front Range Hippotherapy for years, since a time when she could not even spread her knees enough to sit on a horse after the stroke. Today, as always, she rides her favorite horse, Monarch, an Altoid-munching 16-year-old Black Morgan gelding. Their greeting is kind of a love fest.
Hi, guy. Hi, boyfriend. Hi, guy. Good to see you.
For Karen, her brain's command center does not always properly deliver messages to other parts of her body.
Yeah, that's why I've got that in my head, but not in my body. So I know what I want to do, it's just doing it.
But she returns week after week to work on Monarch and says there's nothing else like it.
Boy, that's the only therapy that has really made me feel like I was after the stroke. It really makes me feel good in my body, or it takes some of the rigidity away, and helps me move a little bit more with coordination, balance.
Now, Karen asked to stop the horse so she can stretch back on its rump.
Yeah. But I'm loving the feeling right now because both inner thighs are just so extended.
Yay.
And not painful, but just a nice stretch. I like it. Okay, walk on.
As their session comes to a close, Karen looks exhausted but overjoyed. Monarch the horse walks on toward the gate with a slight skip in his step, as though anticipating the reward that awaits him.
All right, thank you, Mo. It's carrot time.
It's carrot.
It's carrot time.